Okay, Martin, can you hear us now? You are on mute, my friend.
Bingo.
There you go. Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the floor for questions. Our first question will go from come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead with the question, Mark. Mark, go ahead with your question. You're on mute. Well, Mark.
Wait a minute. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Martin, just how disappointed are you to have the kind of effort you guys had today, a car capable of winning, and that not happening and not making the championship four?
Yeah, it sucks, you know. I mean, team did a great job. We were doing what we had to do there. And, that run right before the loose wheel, the car was just phenomenal. I mean, it was the best it had been all day. It was absolutely perfect as I could ask for it to be, and we were just driving away, and then we pitted, came back out, and fired off there, and it was just really, really tight, and started vibrating lap two or three of that run, and the nine pass just drove away, and we were just dropping like a rock because the right front tire was loose. So they don't turn too good when the right front wheel's not tight. It's really unfortunate. I felt like we were gonna have a hell of a race for to win, and I really felt like we had what it took, but you got to do all those little things right, and we didn't today.
Martin, do you feel it was that kind of year? You guys were so close so many times, and it just didn't happen. Just kind of sum up the year altogether?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, definitely capable of a lot more than we've achieved, that's for sure.
Thank you.
We also have Kurt Busch with us as well, so if you do have a question for Kurt, go ahead and raise your hand, and then we'll get to you. We'll go next to Zach Sterniello. Go ahead with your question, Zach.
Kurt, you guys had a really fast car today. You guys were up toward the front at the start of this race in the top five. How do you evaluate today after knowing what was on the line, knowing that you guys had to win today?
Yeah, we put up a valiant effort. I was really proud of my Chip Ganassi Racing team to get this far in the playoffs and to post top five runs. That's what it's about, and we got to turn this into top fives throughout the year to get those points through the stages and to carry points with us through the playoffs. But, I won't be too greedy. Again, I'm really proud of everybody at Chip Ganassi Racing, with Chevrolet, with Monster Energy, Gear Wrench. We were a deserving top eight team, and we put up a good fight. We just came home short, and it's great. We turned a corner. Last week, we finished seventh at Texas. When I first started here 2 years ago, we had a top 10 run and everybody was celebrating. And last week, we were kind of just kicking the ground as we left the racetrack. We were satisfied, but it made us even hungrier. And so I'm just proud of the progression that we've had over 2 years.
What can you take from 2020 into next year now?
I don't want to take anything from 2020. I want to get back to normal. You got to adapt, and that's the key thing. We knew guys that were in this top five group were going to adapt with no practice. The matrix for starting positions is important. Can it be adjusted? I hope so. But all in all, 2020 was a challenge for everybody. We've got one more to give it our best out in Phoenix and just cap off the season strong with what everybody had to go through together at Chip Ganassi Racing.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Josh Sims. Go ahead with the question, Josh.
Hey, this one's for Kurt or Truex, whoever wants to answer it. But what does it say kind of about a season where you can have a guy like Kevin Harvick dominate and win, I think it was 9 races, and still not be able to make the championship four? Just how difficult it is to really win that title for you guys in the sport?
It's hard to fathom. Never expected that out of the number four team. Rodney Childers is a genius crew chief. Kevin Harvick is like a surgeon when it comes to gaining points. It shows you the level of competition and how everything is important. I mean, I expected tonight to battle the 9 car for the win, and I knew I was going to have to race the 9 and the 19 tonight, and never expected DeFore to have the trouble that he had. But it shows you how tough this really is. Truex, right?
Yeah, for sure, man. I mean, I actually didn't even know that the four didn't make it, so that's insane. The amount of bonus points they started playoffs with and not make it is crazy.
Good deal. Our next question is going to come from Ashley McCutton. Go ahead with the question, Ashley.
Kurt Busch, looking towards the next season, what are your thoughts on having Ross Chastain join Chip Ganassi Racing as a teammate?
I think he's a great choice. He's a young, hard charger. He's a go-getter. His work ethic has never been questioned. We just have to refine him a little bit as he's gaining this Cup Series experience. You know, things that happen in Xfinity, sometimes you got to leave him there and start all over. But he's a very deserving kid to get this chance. I'm really proud of Ross Chastain and the effort he's put forth over the last 5 years.
And looking at Chip Ganassi Racing's program, where do you feel you guys need to be to improve to be stronger in 2021?
We need Chastain to get up to speed quick. We need information sharing and identical setups or preparation to continue. You know, Hendrick Engines knows they've got work to do. Chevrolet, the Camaro, we've got to do as much as we can in the wind tunnel. And we have to perfect all these little things that that kept us out of victory lane this year. And a lot of it is on pit road. So we got to do better there as well.
Perfect. Thank you.
And our final question for these gentlemen will come from Bob Pockers. Go ahead with the question, Bob.
Yeah, for Martin, a couple. First off, did you think you would have beaten Elliott without the tire issue?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I know that the loose wheel was the best the car had been. I mean, I honestly, I thought it was perfect. I don't know what I could have done different to make it better. So it would have been a hell of a race, I can tell you that, because, you know, we ran with him all day long, and, you know, he was really fast, but I was never really happy. And, you know, the one time we were happy, we didn't get to race with him because he was coming through the field. So, you know, I can't see, you know, I don't know, Bob, to be honest with you, but I feel in my heart that we had her dialed in and it was going to be a hell of a race and we had the lead. So it's where you need to be. I wish we could have found out.
And you said Harvick not advancing is insane. Is the system still okay when insane stuff happens?
It's not up to me.
Okay, thank you.
Good deal. Well, Kurt, Martin, thank you for taking the time to join us, and good luck next weekend in Phoenix. Safe travels to you.
Thank you.
We now have Alex Bowman and Kurt Busch joining. So if you have a question for Alex or Kevin Harvick, please go ahead and raise your hand, and we will get to you. And we're going to start with Bob Pockers. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Yeah, this is for Kevin. Did you feel like the move on Kyle was going to work, or was that one of those where you thought you were probably going to crash as well, but you had to try it?
Yeah, it was just a move that I had to try to, you know, knowing that I needed 1 point, and I needed to hit him, you know, square in the door. But at that point, I was too late and wound up hitting him in the back. So just a Hail Mary that didn't work out.
And are you still okay with this system, even though you have a year where you have 9 wins and you don't make the final four?
I mean, we had a great year. You know, these, like I said earlier, I mean, these just, they aren't won the same way that Earnhardt and Petty did. You have to, you know, put together a few weeks, and, you know, we didn't put together these last few weeks like we needed to and just came up short.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Mark Garrow. Go ahead with the question, Mark.
For Kevin. Kevin, you've raced a long time. You've taken a lot of gut punches. Is this ranking up there as the worst or one of the worst gut punches you've had to take?
No, I've been punching the gut a lot harder. You know, we won 9 races, had a great year. And like I said, you know, the championship is kind of a bonus. It'd be great to win it, obviously, but I'd rather go through the year and win races and do the things that we did and just, you know, just came up short.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with the question, Jeff.
Kevin, fans who have followed NASCAR for a long time having a hard time digesting this one. I mean, you have one of the best seasons and years, and you know, it doesn't seem like you get rewarded for that. How do you justify it to people who are going to want to know, like, how Final Four drivers are going to go for the championship? You're not among them, and yet you're one of the clearly four strongest of the season.
Yeah, you know, that's the system that we work in. You know, and it's obviously skewed more towards entertainment than the whole year. So, you know, it's exciting to watch and has that format that goes with it. And you just, you know, you take them as they come and, you know, it's just, we race with in the system that they give us and do our best. And it just, you know, it just didn't work out for us. So we just, you know, the last 3 weeks didn't exactly go exactly how we needed them to. And you got to be right when you get to this round of eight.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead with your question, Jordan.
Kevin, what is it with Martinsville that gives you and Rodney difficulty? It's kind of been it's been a challenge for you guys since you guys started here together in 2014.
Yeah, we just got to make our car handle better.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question will come from Daniel McFadden. Go ahead with the question, Daniel.
Yes, Kevin, with your record at Phoenix, what would it mean for you to be able to go in there next week and potentially rain on the potential champions parade and get the win and end that streak of the champion winning the race?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great racetrack for us, and obviously that's what we want to do, and I just want to get the season over with.
Our next question will come from Luis Torres. Go ahead with the question, Luis.
This one is for Alex. As agonizing as to not make the championship four, will you look back at this season as one of your proudest moments considering you were able to make it this deep into the playoffs?
Yeah, for sure. I'm just really proud of my team. And, you know, we kind of had the opposite of Kevin a little bit. You know, we really struggled through the summer months of the regular season and came on super strong. Especially the last 3 weeks, we've been really good. So just proud of everybody and the effort that got put in to kind of turn our season around heading into the playoffs, and proud of what we've been able to achieve through the playoffs. So we need to run better all year long and have more playoff points or win one of these final three races. But, you know, we had a really good year. Kind of bittersweet being the last race in the 88 car next week. And it'd be really special to get a win at home with this number, and hopefully we can get that done.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Dustin Long. Go ahead with the question, Dustin.
Thank you. Kevin, you were not on the lead lap for more than 200 laps. Was that something, how did that impact things for you, or was that just more of a symptom of the car wasn't good and that was just an example of just the struggles all night for you?
No, we had a flat tire and had to pit under green. So, you know, we got a couple laps down, and then, you know, every time we'd get close, we had to, you know, one of the other cars would get lapped. And so it just wound up, you know, not working out for us quick enough to get back where we needed to be.
Thank you.
And our final question will come from Zach Sterniello. Go ahead with your question, Zach.
For Alex, you touched on how significant it would be for you to win at Phoenix. Obviously, you had your best run in the 88 filling in for Dale there in 2016. What are the kind of emotions that you take into next week? Kind of, and does that hold any kind of significance in your mind?
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously, that was a big day for me in my career. Probably got me the job at Hendrick Motorsports, and wish we would have got the job done, but we've been pretty awful there ever since then, and struggled to find what we need. So, you know, obviously the wins that I have in the 88 car are really special, and getting the 88 back to victory lane was really cool. I'm just super proud of the team and glad to have been a part of it. To do that at home next week would be really special to kind of cap it off, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big weekend for us. And anytime I go race at home, it's a big weekend for me, especially since we've been so close to winning there in the past. I feel like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves and know we can do it if we put the pieces together. And I think this year we've been putting the right pieces together, so hopefully we can make it happen.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to join us this evening. And good luck to you in Phoenix and safe travels to you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
As a reminder, audio and video of these availabilities will be up shortly on NASCARmedia.com, and that will be the final availability here in Zoom room number 2. Thanks again for joining us. Take care now.